Yelp reviews. I haven't done these in a while, and it's one of the more, I think, necessary services we provide here, a consumer advocacy segment that pops up from time to time. It usually features a hotel, motel, maybe a restaurant.
Strip club.
A bar. It could even be a strip club featured prominently in the news. And so today, we're going to deal with the Motel 41. The Motel 41 was in the news yesterday because that is where the fugitives, the Alabama fugitives, were staying. And I
can't believe they made a 2-week reservation. We'd like to stay here 14 days. You're on the run from the cops.
You won't believe it until we read the Yelp reviews. It's Motel 41, not Motel 6. Motel 41, which I assume means it's almost 7 times better than a Motel 6. But that's not what the media says. In reading one of the media reports here, it says a deputy out on patrol happened to spot the White's Cadillac in the parking lot of Motel 41, a dingy roadside accommodation. Mm. How do they know how dingy it is? Did they actually go in there? This could be one of those cases where, Brad, where the media, you know, they take a look at the, and they, without any investigating, they just at a glance, they just decide, you know, they exaggerate, embellish.
They don't know about the turndown service or the ice machine.
Right.
Making fresh ice every day.
We would never do anything like that. So we've decided to, let's get a better picture of this so-called dingy roadside accommodation, the Motel 41, by reading some Yelp reviews.
Yelp, I'm telling everybody, Yelp, the service was shoddy. Yelp, it's Brad and John reading Yelp.
I mean, I imagine if the guy that did escape from prison had previously read the Yelp reviews, maybe he'd be turned off a little bit. But then again, he is coming from prison.
These are reviews, yeah, from people who have actually stayed there. So let's begin with Kina. Kina says, there was no toilet paper in my room, and when I went to the front desk to get some, no one was there. I had to borrow toilet paper from someone in another room. Okay, that's one review.
One slight
that's
oversight.
One incident.
One slight oversight.
Robert, in his Yelp review of the Motel 41, says, my room had no toilet paper. It took them 6 hours. I went to Walmart and bought toilet paper and towels. And then when I checked out, the guy said I took his bath towel and refused to give me my $25
deposit.
$25 deposit.
You can break the TV and still not, you know, cover the $25 deposit.
Astra, her review. Sheets were littered with holes. Our bathroom had no necessities. Again, the toilet paper. And the peephole on the door had no glass.
Still, I haven't heard anything about mold or rodents yet.
No, I'm not.
Where's the prostitution?
Yeah. Jim, his review. For $75 a night, you'd think they would at the very least get toilet paper in your room, and the sheets were stained.
We're 0 for 4 on toilet paper here.
Ennis. I stayed at the inmates at least have toilet paper
who's
in their cells,
doing,
don't they?
Who's doing inventory here?
Don't the inmates?
Sure.
They got toilet paper in their cells. So this guy, and that's probably the first thing that guy said, that what's his name? White?
Casey?
Casey White probably said, hey, man, at least in my cell I had toilet paper. Yeah. They can't even hook us up with.
At least we had 2-ply.
Yeah. Ennis says, I stayed at the Motel 41 on January 6th, 2022. The sheets were dirty. I covered the pillow with a T-shirt to sleep. I flew back home on January 7th and woke up with itching welts on my hands, legs, and arms. On January 8th, it was determined I had picked up scabies.
Well, at least it's not bed bugs.
Amber. This is a review from January, same month as that last guy. The place is infested with bed bugs.
Oh, there they are.
I told the manager they were all over my bed. He refused to give me my money back and flipped me off when I left. Okay. These are Yelp reviews from the Motel 41 in Evansville, Indiana.
That
where
puts the one in the 41.
Where the Alabama fugitive stayed. Wade, his review. The roaches have bed bugs. I asked to switch rooms 3 times. Each room was worse. I called the health department. Okay. Shamari, her review. In the first 5 minutes, I killed 5 cockroaches. The bed had stains of all different colors, shapes, and sizes.
Oh, no.
And the towels were stained to a color I can't identify.
Is that rust?
All right. And all right. And finally,
let's stay 2 weeks, honey. let's reserve this room for 14 days.
I have a feeling this guy is happy to be back in his jail cell in Alabama. And finally, Amy, her review. Bed bugs, mice, spiders, and roaches. Plus, the old woman at the desk claims to be a witch.
Yelp, I'm telling everybody, Yelp, the service was shoddy. Yelp, it's Brad and John reading Yelp.